Hi there, this is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, creator of Brainstorm Pro, the number one AI, artificial intelligence, SaaS, software as a service, Brainstorm Pro with Poetic Justice, the one-click built-in RhymeBrain app with rhyming words pre-sorted for pith, perfect rhymes. So, Brainstorm Pro is by far the most valuable domain names mining tool, or if you prefer, weapon ever created. So, I'll just give you a little background story on, how I got into this business. It was way back in, I was already started in the internet in 2002, okay? That was when I first swiped my card, metaphorically, on my computer and, got a domain name and tried to put up my first little website and went through that whole process. So I've been there, I've done that. I know a lot about learning curves and I know it's not a joke. So I read a number of books. I bought ebooks on marketing, and one of the books I stumbled upon was Software Secrets Exposed by Benjamin Prater, which talked about the inside story on Microsoft, meaning the whole, the main insight you can get from that ebook is that Microsoft was built on intellectual property law, meaning Bill Gates was superior strategically in terms of locking down his intellectual property assets and leveraging them. And he was started selling CDs, compact discs that cost less than a dollar to make, and he could mark them up, whatever, 500%, and build his bank account. And then, compound interest kicks in. Once you have $100 billion or more in the bank, the amount of interest you make is enough to buy a new Ferrari every couple of seconds or whatever. So, yeah, I learned about software development, the whole idea that you can develop software without becoming a code geek. I'm not a code geek. I was a bit of a jock, not a super jock. I wasn't a professional athlete or anything, but I was more, I was into mountain biking and skiing. I could have been a professional snowboarder. I was as good as anybody at sports growing up. I grew up skiing in the Sierra Nevadas in California. Yeah, my parents would take me up to places like Squaw Valley and North Star. I was a very high-level mogul skier and snowboarder. And I also got an ultralight backpacking, meaning long-distance backpacking. So, I integrate those philosophies into my business, shaving off every little ounce possible, and I do not like to work with big overhead costs. Nothing. So, all the way back in, 2005, I was into this stuff. And my very first plan and strategy was to go right after Bill Gates and Microsoft. I already knew right away the best exposed intellectual property for Microsoft is their thesaurus's language packs. It's the treasure. The English language pack alone is worth a frickin' fortune. And most people only get about 3% usage out of it, when if you get 100%, you can mine all sorts of intellectual property assets with it. And if you soup it up with extra synonyms, derivative works, laws, for transformativeness. You can look up derivative works on Wikipedia. So, I just consulted online legal resources And yeah, it's a bit intimidating dealing with all the lawyers and the fact that you're dealing with billions of dollars in interest. You see, if you look at it correctly, it is literally. I do not think it's an exaggeration to say it's a $100 billion boon to businesses. I repeat, at least $100 billion. If you look at statistics on how many PCs there are in the world, there's like over 2 billion of them. And on each PC are those language packs. In, North America, English, French, and Spanish. And then around the globe, all the other language packs, Italian, German, Japanese, Chinese, Russian, Portuguese, Swahili, what have you. So these language packs are not even being used at 5% of their potential worth for IP assets mining and engineering. If you can brainstorm out all these words, you can create blueprints and plans and ideas that are 1,000 times more detailed. And so that when you ship them off to your engineers, you are going to get a superior product. It's not that hard to figure out. So it's not that easy to figure out, but it's not that hard to figure out if you know a bit about the principles of engineering and blueprint design. So I already knew this is what I wanted to do back in 2005 was go right after Bill, kill Bill. That white trash homosexual geek. Now, Bill Gates, I respect him. I've read his story and he knows what it's like to deal with idiots, and he cannot suffer fools in the technology game, and he had to do things on his own. And people who did not take the better path of wisdom in life ended up burned bad. I read stories about people Bill Gates dealt with. One guy had his chance to get in on Microsoft and, passed it off and thought it wasn't a big deal to go to a meeting and, sign contractual agreements. And he ended up missing out and, getting killed in a bar fight after seeing the PC, personal computer, become ubiquitous all over the world. So there's very, 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 very serious stakes in intellectual property law and doing one better than the competition. The idea of open source is not a bad idea and may have its applications. I make open source weapons better than those geeked out 3D printed guns that explode when you try to fire two bullets out of it. My Pneumatics AIOS weapon systems are open source artificial intelligence weapons that can save the US military like hundreds of trillions of dollars in projected military spending with air-powered weapons. And I'm content just to be the creator and inventor and take, the notoriety and the money out of it, even if I undercut the gunpowder weapons industry and bankrupt them. I'll take whatever I get out of it. I don't care about these other companies, and they don't care about me. So, yeah, the proof is in the pudding. I pitched this idea to a whole lot of people in the copywriting industry way back when, and they were idiots and slanderers and defamationists who did not see the value in this or pretended not to. And on top of that, defamed me as being a crazy man. You just needs no explanation. Every last person who owns a computer now is a career wordsmith. No ifs, ands, or buts. Not just copywriters, not just branding experts, but every last person on the earth who owns a computer is a de facto career wordsmith. Like it or not, that's the truth. That's the story as I see it, and I'm sticking to it. And for the art of crafting words, Brainstorm Pro is supreme because it taps into those language packs that are souped up with derivative works and transformativeness to give you 10,000x brainstorming powers for any root words you type in, along with poetic justice, built-in perfect rhyming. So, what I want to do is I want to create lucrative win-win ventures with the domain names industry. So if you're in the domain names business and you are looking to increase your business, whether it's 10x or 100x or 1000x, I'm the guy you want to be teaming up with. And I know that you work hard and you probably do not have time to waste with all these integrations and fiddling around. So I'm going to make it very, very, very easy for you. So stay tuned for the next audio where I will explain how this win-win venture will work and how you can capitalize along with me on Kill Bill. Well, capitalize, das capitalize. I'm indifferent to Bill Gates. I'm indifferent. I'm indifferent to everybody because nobody cares about anyone for the most part. Anyway, stay tuned for the next audios.